This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden has agreed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. This is as long as the country holds off on what U.S. officials believe is an imminent assault on Ukraine. The White House press secretary, Jen Psaki, said in a statement on Sunday that the administration has been clear that the U.S. is committed to pursuing a diplomacy, that is, until the moment an invasion begins. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov are set to meet on Thursday in Europe as long as further invasion does not occur. That caveat gave the proposal the appearance of a last-ditch diplomatic gambit. Acknowledging the real possibility of war, Vice President Kamala Harris wrapped up a weekend of outreach to European allies with a push to bolster the West's resolve and confronting Moscow with crippling sanctions, as increasingly dire signs suggest Russians Vladimir Putin plans to order an invasion of Ukraine. In a burst of diplomacy at the annual Munich Security Conference, Harris tried to make the case to American allies that rapidly escalating tensions on the Ukraine-Russian border did mean that European security was under direct threat and that there should be unified support for economic penalties if the Kremlin does, in fact, invade its neighbor. And again, U.S. President Joe Biden has agreed in principle to a meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. And again, the caveat is that as long as the country holds off on what U.S. officials do believe is an imminent assault on Ukraine. There's more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister on Sunday criticized an emerging deal over Iran's nuclear program, saying that it would be weaker than a previous agreement and would create a more violent, more volatile Middle East. The original deal granted in Iran relief from a crippling economic sanctions in exchange for curbs on its nuclear program. Israel vehemently opposed that accord and has urged negotiators to take a hard line against Iran in the current round of talks. In a speech to the Jewish American leaders on Sunday, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett warned that Iran has used the interim period to march ahead with its enrichment of uranium to levels approaching weapons grade. He also noted that the 10-year limits on enrichment and other key aspects of Iran's nuclear program in the original deal are set to be lifted in 2025. That's just 2.5 years from now. Israel says that it will soon allow unvaccinated tourists to enter the country as the latest wave of the coronavirus recedes. Prime Minister Naftali Bennett said on Sunday that the foreign tourists, both vaccinated and unvaccinated, would still be required to take the PCR coronavirus test before their flights and upon landing. The rules go into effect on March 1st. Israel has largely restricted the entry of foreign tourists for the past 2 years. Recent data has shown a sharp drop in new cases, mirroring patterns in other countries around the world. Average daily COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are continuing to fall in the United States. That's an indicator that the Omicron variant's hold is weakening across the country. Total confirmed cases reported on Saturday barely exceeded 100,000. That's a sharp downturn from about 800,000 just 5 weeks ago on January 16th, according to Johns Hopkins University data. In New York, the number of cases went down by more than 50% over the last 2 weeks. Canada's trucker protest, which grew until it closed a handful of Canada-U.S. border posts and shut down key parts of the capital city for weeks, could echo for years in Canadian politics and perhaps south of the border. The protest, which was first aimed at COVID-19 vaccines made for cross-border truckers restrictions, but grew to encompass everything from all COVID-19 restrictions to hate of the Prime Minister Justin Trudeau and the mainstream media, was a reflection of the similar populist anger and disinformation. The Ottawa protests, the movement's last major stronghold, appeared to be largely over by Saturday evening, though some protesters warned that they were only regrouping. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.